This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border, but across its criss-cross terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. The strikes were precise to the point where the Indian armed forces knew who was where, and the missiles hit nowhere else except the target. This was stated by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval while delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai.
We decided to have 9 terrorist targets in the crisscross of Pakistan. We missed none, and it was precise to the point where we knew who is where. Entire operation was started at 1:05 and was over at 1:28.
Mr. Doval also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. Mr. Doval asserted that not even a glass pane was broken on the Indian side.
You tell me one photograph, one imagery, which shows any Indian damage being done, even a glass pane having been torn. They brought out photographs, they wrote this thing, the New York Times put it this thing, put out very this thing. Only imagery, they said 13 air bases of, whether it was in Sargodha, or it was in Rahim Yar Khan, or it was in Chaklala, or it was in Rawalpindi.
Defense Research and Development Organization and Indian Air Force successfully conducted flight test of indigenous Astra missile. This beyond visual range air-to-air missile was flight tested from Sukhoi 30 Mk-1 platform in Odisha. According to the Defense Ministry, 2 launches were carried out against high-speed unmanned aerial targets at different ranges, target aspects and launch platform conditions. The government is planning to roll out a 1,345 crore rupee subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Interministerial consultations are underway in this regard. This was informed by Secretary in Ministry of Heavy Industry, Kamran Rizvi, during a function in New Delhi. He added, the scheme will provide end-to-end support for the conversion of rare earth oxides into magnets. The subsidy will facilitate investment for establishing processing facilities for companies to convert rare earth oxides into magnets. The proposed scheme comes in the wake of China restricting exports of rare earth magnets that has hit global supplies, impacting EV makers. Maratha Military Landscapes of India has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List, becoming India's 44th property to receive this recognition. This global accolade celebrates India's enduring cultural legacy, showcasing its diverse traditions of architectural brilliance, regional identity and historical continuity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis lauded the historic milestone and congratulated the people of India for this achievement. The proposal was sent to the consideration of World Heritage Committee in January 2024, and after a rigorous 18-month-long process involving several technical meetings with the advisory bodies and visit of International Council on Monuments and Site missions to review the sites, this historic decision was taken by the members of the World Heritage Committee last at UNESCO headquarters, Paris. Delhi Police has approached and written to social media platforms and e-commerce platforms for the immediate cessation of online sale of firecrackers in the national capital. Platforms have been directed not to list firecrackers and to disable such services for customers in Delhi. They have been also directed to publish a clear notice informing customers about the prohibition of firecracker sales and deliveries. In Wimbledon tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner defeated 7-time champion Novak Djokovic with a dazzling 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 victory in the semifinal at the Centre Court in London today. After a clash of an hour and 54 minutes, Jannik Sinner became the second player after Carlos Alcaraz to beat Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon since 2018. In the 15th Hockey India Sub-Junior Women National Championship 2025, Haryana, Odisha, Mizoram and Jharkhand stormed into the semi-finals after commanding performances in quarter-final matches played at the Marang Gom Ke Jaipal Singh AstroTurf Hockey Stadium in Ranchi, Jharkhand yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.